Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Producer Jessica and John, I want to give you each a Disney quiz.
Okay. Boy, who's going to win this one,
I wonder? This is to find out who in Disney represents you, okay?
Oh,
it's one of those silly little BuzzFeed quiz, but I thought it would be fun.
Personality profile is what you're talking
yes.
about.
So, okay. Producer Jessica, we're going to give you the quiz, which Disney villain are you? What is your worst trait? Selfish, manipulative, I don't have one, vain, sly, liar, cruel.
I don't think any of those describe
Remember,
me.
Remember, honesty is most important here. You want to try that one again?
John, what would you answer that for me?
Let me see. Sly, perhaps. I see you sneaking around the building once in a while, over listening, eavesdropping, very sly.
I am a little sly when I'm trying to get you guys to do something.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. we'll pick sly then.
Sly sounds better, yeah.
What is your best trait? Smart? Interesting, pretty, kind, loyal, witty, fun.
Smart, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I would pick that one. Who is your goon? A raven, eels, parrot, hyenas, LeFou. I don't have one. If you want something done, you got to do it yourself.
Well, that's most likely like Jessica. Yes. I'm going to do it myself, yeah.
Who is your rival? A beast, trident, the sultan, Simba, dwarves, a whole kingdom, stepdaughter.
A whole kingdom.
And that means you are Scar.
Long live the king.
Enjoy killing your brother.
Yeah. There's been days.
Let me just go ahead and throw it out there. I'm going to go ahead and bet all the money I have in the world that Tammy's going to guess which Disney princess I am.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's the one I'm going to do.
I mean, wow, didn't see that one coming at all.
Where did it
go ahead. I'm comfortable with my princessness.
John, your taste buds will reveal which Disney princess you are on the inside.
That couldn't be more perfect.
Here we go. Bratwurst, pizza margarita, a stoop waffle, or Wiener Schnitzel.
Pizza.
Pick a dish. Chorizo. Fish and chips, ratatouille, or mussels?
Mussels. With that, like, white wine sauce and a nice loaf of crusty bread to dip it in?
Pick another dish. Beef bourguignon, kibbling, pierogi, or sardines?
Okay. I don't know what kibbering is. I'm going to go ahead and say it's a tie between pierogi, but I'm going to go beef bourguignon.
Pick a dish. Goulash, sauerkraut, rice balls, or dumplings?
You know what? When I was a little boy, my neighbor, Mrs. Bello, made the best goulash. I loved her goulash so much. I'd eat two bowls at her house and then go back to my house and have my own dinner. How about that? So I'm taking goulash.
Okay, awesome. Here we go. Croquetas, a full English breakfast, quiche, or souvlaki?
Souvlaki is a Greek dish. I had a lot of that when I was on my cruise to the Greek Isles, Tammy.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. Boy, I do sound like a Disney princess, don't I? I'll go with souvlaki.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with quiche for sure. Fritterballen, focaccia, paella, or schnitzel?
Ooh, man, I got to go with paella.
Bouillabaisse, Swedish meatballs, roast dinner, or wienerbrod?
I'm going with Swedish meatballs. I make a mean Swedish meatball, by the way.
John?
Yes?
You are Aurora, Sleeping Beauty.
But that's impossible. How could I marry a prince?
Dreamy and serene, with a natural grace that makes you effortlessly enchanting, even if you occasionally need a little extra rest.
Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I guess the whole rest thing, huh?
Well, you were a little late this morning because you slept in, so it kind of fits. Every time now we get a text where you say you overslept, I'm sending back a gif of Sleeping Beauty.
Okay. I'm Aurora, Jessica is Scar, and now I'm hungry for ravioli.
Paella.
And perhaps beef bourguignon with some a side of paella. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. So Roger the puppy, every once in a while, I'm not going to say he misbehaves, but he just acts bratty.
Mm-hmm.
So I call him Roger the when that happens.
Oh, wow. I'm glad we have the beep button.
Yesterday.
But does he like that?
Roger's been trained, okay? Mm-hmm. Roger knows how to walk properly when we take our walks through the village. Yesterday, and it's been kind of habitual, and it's selective. Roger decides he's done and just plops his furry little Roger butt on the sidewalk, and I have to either drag him, looking like a horrible dog owner, or pick him up, which I refuse to do because he has four operating legs, and he's three.
Uh-huh.
First, I thought, oh, it must be too warm. But that's not the case lately.
Yeah, sure.
He just decides that he's done.
So Roger's probably like our Sophia. You can't give an inch because Sophia will take 10 miles and she'll continue to take those 10 miles for a couple of weeks until she finally remembers, oh, that's right, I'm not supposed to do that. We can't ever bend the rules one time with her. If we do, then she's like, wide open door.
It's really ticking me off because with my daughter, Abby, who I split custody of Roger the puppy with, never a problem. My girlfriend Sam, who Roger decides likes her better than me now, no problem at all.
He's a guy. Of course he's going to like the ladies, John.
I'm good. Give him props for that. You're right. The guy, Roger. Had a kid. My little guy. But like yesterday, I'm walking, and it never fails. We go up right down Carlsbad Village Drive. We turn towards the water, and boom, right in front of the shave ice place.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong. I like a good shave ice like anybody else, but he's not doing it for the shave ice. He's doing it. I don't know why. I got to start yanking him a bit. And then I look at that jerk that's dragging his dog on a sidewalk.
Well, it's probably like a game for him now with you because he continues to do it. So it's like a thing with him now.
And then I go, well, okay, I guess we're heading back. And he said, woohoo! He loves his walk, so I don't get it. I don't understand what's happening here.
He's trained you, honey. You got to flip the script.
How about you come over, Dog Whisperer, and you can help me out with this since you're the know-all.
Oh, I'm not a know-it-all.
I didn't say know-it-all. I said since you're the know-all.
I am not a know-all either. It's just what I've learned from my trainer. Once they've trained you, you have to stay consistent. And it's hard. It's hard for Roger because he goes to two different places. And so it's going to be different at your house than it is at Abby's. And then he's got his sister coming in and changing everything up for him. And now Sam coming in and changing everything up for him.
So if you're in the Carlsbad Village area, like say today, in a few hours from now, and you see me with this beautiful boy dragging his butt across the sidewalk, just know I'm not a monster. I'm just trying to, as Tammy said, retrain myself.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are that way. You're not the only one. Trust me.
833-287-1037. Right now, we want to get you on and take on Tammy for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to SeaWorld. You and your family, a family four-pack, just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Danielle in Poway has heard about I'm not even going to say struggles, my challenges right now with Roger the puppy, who's decided that walk is over. And just plops himself down, not tired, not overheated, just kind of being Danielle, you going to help me out here? I really appreciate your phone call.
Sure thing. Have you tried changing your location or your route? Because you said he usually does it at the Hawaiian shaved ice place.
Really good point. And that was something I did consider. And sometimes, yes, I will take him, say, up State Street and down Grand instead of going to the coast. And you know what? I have to be more aware of how he reacts because it is relatively the same location-ish when he stops right in front of the shave ice place. You know, and when he does that, I immediately just say, okay, walks over, and we start going back home. I'm trying to think if he ever plops down on the way home. Yeah, no, I really can't recall. It might just be that one location. I'm going to be more aware of that, but that's a really, really good point.
Sure, the thing, it smells the same. It's something they're used to doing all the time. It kind of builds a habit.
Or if people like started giving him attention at that location all the time. Maybe he just thought that's where he gets to hang out.
You know, they do, because they're all there having the shave ice. And Roger's like, hey, you, how you doing? It's me, handsome Roger.
Such a shower for Roger.
All right. Okay.
That's where he's getting attention or affection. And that's his little routine now.
Where am I going to get my shave ice on the way home?
Oh, my gosh.
That's a really good call. Thank you, Danielle. I appreciate you thinking of me.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
You know, another thing, too, if you continue to want help, you can always go to Devotions to Dogs.
Okay. I've heard
good
things.
That's where I went to get Sophia trained, and they do wonderful work.
Maybe it's time for a refresher course for Raji.
You know, just as when you have kids and you're teaching them things as they grow up with their toddlers and little kids, they have to go through refreshers and reminders. They don't learn it overnight.
Just little kids do?
Yeah, well,
isn't
everybody,
that basically
I guess.
What therapy is for an adult as well? I'm not joking.
Sure, absolutely. It's an ongoing process, you know?
Maybe Roger is telling me, hey, slow down, Poppy. Let's just smell the shave ice.
Yes.
Let's just relax for a minute. Such a hurry with this, with the trot. Sit down and smell the village.
And maybe say, hey, there's a pretty girl over there. I want to go talk to her.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Lauren in Coronado. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Lauren, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, do you mind stepping out?
You bet. Good luck.
Lauren, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedooranggatestore.com. Also need to remind you, Lauren, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
DJ Jazzy Jeff turned 60 this week. Of course, he was one half of DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. The Fresh Prince, of course, being whom?
Will Smith.
Lady Gaga will reveal her new album title and release date in the next few days. In Gaga's Oscar-winning film A Star Is Born, was her character's name Allie, Annie, or Alex?
I think Allie.
A Starbucks employee was injured after a customer's pet monkey jumped through the drive-thru window and bit her. What was the name of the sitcom that at one time featured a monkey named Marcel?
Friends.
The costumes have been revealed for the upcoming season of The Masked Singer. Within three seasons and without going over, what number will the upcoming season of The Masked Singer be?
Nine.
And finally, Uma Thurman has joined the cast of Dexter Resurrection. Uma has starred in three Quentin Tarantino movies. Name them.
Oh, I can't.
Okay, let's get Tam back in then. Lauren, I like how you just cut to the chase. Hey, listen, I can't. I'm not going to waste your time. Really appreciate that. What do you got going on today, Lauren?
I'm just headed into work. I am a financial analyst for TaylorMade Golf Company.
Oh, look at you. I had to drop that out there, didn't you?
Just a plug.
Do you get your sticks for free?
I get a big discount.
Good for you. That's awesome. Yeah. Lauren did 3 out of 5, Tam.
Nice job, honey.
And she's earned those golf clubs. That's that discount. She's earned that.
Well, listen, all the numbers she's got to work with.
Right? Tammy, DJ Jazzy Jeff turned 60 this week. Of course, he was one half of DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. The Fresh Prince, of course, being whom?
Will Smith.
That's right. Lauren knew that 1-1. Lady Gaga will reveal her new album title and release date in the next few days. In Gaga's Oscar-winning film A Star Is Born, was her character's named Allie, Annie, or Alex?
Allie.
Lauren knew that 2-2. A Starbucks employee was injured after a customer's pet monkey jumped through the drive-thru window and bit her. You know, I know that there are hazards of all jobs, but one thing you should probably be pretty assured of if you're working at Starbucks is that a freaking monkey doesn't jump through a window and bite you.
Yeah. Climbed right up her arm and bit her on the head.
How about leaving the monkey at home? Ugh. Did it bite her in the head?
Mm-hmm.
That's horrifying.
I know.
What was the name of the sitcom that at one time featured a monkey named Marcel?
Oh, Friends.
Friends is right. Lauren knew that. 3-3. The costumes have been revealed for the upcoming season of The Masked Singer. Within three seasons and without going over, what number will the upcoming season of The Masked Singer be?
Oh, Lord. Let's go 12.
You got it. Actually, the 13th season. Lauren just missed the cutoff. She went with season 9, 4-3, Tam. And finally, Tammy, Uma Thurman has joined the cast of Dexter Resurrection. Uma has starred in 3 Quentin Tarantino movies. Name them.
Oh, Lord. Kill Bill. Kill Bill Volume 2. Oh, and Pulp Fiction.
There you go. Nicely done. Lauren didn't waste anybody's time. I don't know. Let's move it along, pal. Was, I think, her
That's
quote.
How she gets things done.
I think that was her quote. I got golf clubs to prize. All right, Lauren, today Tammy beat you by a score of 5-3. You're not going to get any of her money, but we got a great prize for you. Hope you're ready.
A 4-pack of tickets to go to SeaWorld San Diego and celebrate Mardi Gras and the Lunar New Year.
Oh, my gosh, amazing. Thank you so much.
Lauren, have a wonderful day. And before you leave, I do need to have you say this. Sorry.
Hi, I'm Lauren in Coronado, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
If the hairs in the back of your neck just stood up, it means Jessica's here to charm us or scare the crap out of us with some more of the nursery rhymes that her mom bought for her son Walt off TikTok.
Yeah, it's this little machine. It looks like a record player. They come with all of these cardboard nursery rhymes. It's very cute. You put them on and it plays them. You would think adorable. Turns out they're super weird. Some of them are kind of creepy. They're supposedly, some of these are actually like old Mother Goose ones.
Well, we all know if you look really back into the history of fairy tales, they were all dark and scary.
Yeah, the Brothers Grimm, especially. Yeah. It's right there in the name, for crying out loud.
Yes. I mean, just listen to this one.
I'm Dusty Bill from Vinegar Hill. Never had a bath, and I never will.
That's the entire thing.
Dusty Bill, I'm stinky and lazy. Do something about it.
What? That made me laugh.
That's it. I was like, is there a point to the story? Is he going to finally have a bath? Nope. He's never having a bath.
Okay. I've never, ever heard that.
Before. So weird.
That's weird, not creepy, though. You got any creepy ones?
Well, this one, I think, John, might be your nightmare.
Oh, my gosh. Great. Oh, boy. I have a feeling.
Jerry Hall, he is so small, a rat could eat him, hat and all.
That's the worst nursery rhyme I've ever heard in my life.
Maybe you heard that when you were a kid.
God, can you imagine telling a kid that? Hey, little Stevie, before you go to sleep, let's add to your already young anxiety with this one.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, good night, kid. Sleep well.
And now this final one. I promise you this is not me editing it. This is 100% real. We might have to put bleeps in this, but this is 100% a real Mother Goose nursery rhyme.
Okay.
Ride a horse. Ride a horse to Banbury Cross to see what Tommy can buy.
Are you 10?
A penny white loaf, a penny white cake, and a 2-penny apple pie.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah.
A very popular horse with the ladies. Nursery rhymes sure were different back then, weren't they?
That kind of horse is the ones that the horse had on a stick. That's what those were called.
I thought it was called hobby horses.
Well, that's what we call them now, probably because we're like, that's probably not a good word for them.
No.
Probably after a long meeting at the horse-making factory. Hey, guys.
Yes.
Maybe a better-selling name. That's one not doing so well, except with a certain demographic.
I pulled up the actual artwork from that nursery rhyme. So, see, he's riding a hobby horse, basically. Yeah. But that's not what they used to be called.
No. Next week, some more, we hope, equally creepy, funny, downright, what do we just hear? Nursery rhymes from producer Jessica's mom's gift to her son Walt. Nursery rhyme record player from Europe from TikTok.
Yeah, we got to come up with a better name.
Okay. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station 103.7 KSO. Tammy.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
In a perfect world, we're thinking, hopefully, and I think I speak for most of America, the Bills over the Chiefs. And take your pick for the NFC. I just want the Bills to finally win a Super Bowl. How about you?
You know, I normally would root for the Chiefs because I've been a fan of Patrick Mahomes since he started. But since I saw that the Buffalo went 4 years in a row and never got a Super Bowl win, I'm going to root for Buffalo.
Do you know how impossible it is to make four straight Super Bowls? I mean, win or lose.
Yeah.
Also, my mom's a Bills fan. Remember that?
Do it for Bonnie.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and say Bills and Eagles. Bills and Eagles.
Okay.
That's what I'm hoping for. Lauren is in Coronado. Lauren, are you whipped into an AFC-NFC championship playoff frenzy?
Going on. Yeah, I'm really excited for the playoffs. I hope the Eagles win, but my team's out, so.
Who's your team, the Chargers?
The Packers.
Oh, for the love of God.
Oh, I'm so happy.
What? You people are everywhere. Lauren, are you native? Where are you from?
I'm from San Diego.
So why in the world the Packers?
Because she's smart.
My best friend, I'm a bandwagon for my best friend. Her team's the Packers, so.
Oh, I love that about you, honey. That's very sweet.
So why the Eagles?
My other best friend is an Eagles fan, so I'll root for them.
Well, she's friend jumping.
Yeah, that's very cool. Supporting your friend. Nothing wrong with that. So if you had a dream Super Bowl based on what's going to happen on Sunday, you got the Eagles representing the AFC, and you got either the Chiefs or the Bills. Who do you want for the AFC? Bills.
I would like Bills. The Bills.
Oh, good answer. Finally. Okay.
Yeah.
Could I ever persuade you, you know, next season, to cheer for the Chicago Bears? Yeah. Since your new friend, John, is...
No.
She already said no.
No.
No, because she has taste.
John, I'm sorry.
She has taste and likes quality teams.
Well, Lauren, I'm thrilled that you're a Packer fan because I am too. Yeah. I was born and raised in Wisconsin. So thank you for rooting for our team.
Yeah, absolutely. I know your guys' blood runs deep. So I'm strong for you guys, even though I'm not there.
Lauren, you're the best. Thank you for calling. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You guys, too. Before I go, I'm sorry, John. I just wanted to say that the part of the show where you say San Diego's morning show is my favorite part every single day. I love it when you say that.
Why?
Let me answer that.
I don't know.
Really?
I just get so happy when you say it.
Does it make it more your show then, maybe?
I think so. I think it's like the pride of having you guys
watch
San Diego every morning.
Lauren.
We need her to write us a letter of recommendation
needs
for our boss.
Call us anytime. Lauren needs to just check in whenever you want.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope you guys have a great morning.
And just for you, Lauren, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, don't get creepy now.
Wasn't creepy.
Just, you know, settle down.
Nice thing and make it creepy.
It was so wonderful.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. We are so stoked to get packed up. The vehicle's loaded up to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach. It officially returns.
Starting Monday morning, listen for your name at 8:05. You hear it, you call back within 10 minutes, and you'll be joining us at Stagecoach this year. Carly Pierce will be there on Friday's show. Hopefully, if Carly brings her mom again, John won't have the potty mouth in front of her mother like he did earlier last summer.
I didn't know her mom was there.
My mom is sitting here laughing, listening to this interview, because she
says... Oh, my God, wait. That means earlier in the interview, I cursed in front of your mother?
Oh, my God.
Carly, why can't you warn a brother that your mother's in the car?
I will say, my mom, she was like, I'm proud of you for standing up for yourself, but maybe use a different four-letter word. And I was like, that's fair, Mom. Good mom advice.
Mrs. Pierce, I'm so sorry for my salty language. I apologize immensely.
Oh, she's just, I get the spitfire from her, so don't let her. She's shy. She's like over here looking all, she's laughing. I'm like, yeah, Mom, you're spitfire. Don't even say you're not.
I'm mortified.
I'm so mortified. I love this.
Oh,
I...
She said, wait, she said something here. She wants to say
it. In my younger days, so I apologize.
In her younger days, she was quite great. No,
there you
I
go.
Love the fact your mom's with you. No wonder you sound so happy.
That's so great. John swore in front of Carly Pierce's mommy. It's so awesome. All right.
I really enjoyed this, though. Thank you for allowing me to sit here and listen to this.
She doesn't get to hear this stuff very often.
I know.
I bet.
We're not all this good, Mrs. Pierce, I'll tell you that.
If ever a freaking statement was true, she's getting a good one. Some of them are not good.
That's great. That's so great. Listen, I'll be prepared and be on high alert from another prank from you and John at Stagecoach. I'll be ready this time.
And I'll have a bar of soap in my hand just in case I get off the handle again.
Love it. And I'll try not to kick somebody out of Stagecoach.
Sounds like
a plan. God, please do. Please do. I would love it if you did.
Thank you, Carly. And thank you. Carly, what's your mom's name?
Mrs. Pierce.
Her name is Jackie. Miss Pierce. Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie, for joining Carly on this interview.
Thank you for allowing me to.
Is mom coming with?
Mom has never been to California. Oh, she's here. Here she is.
When I heard that Brothers Osborne, I thought, maybe I should go.
You should. Then you can punish John in person. I love it.
Well, if I do, I'm certainly going to be looking you two up.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll have the sequel to that phone call come April, late April, in the desert for Stagecoach.
Make sure you're signed up to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach at KSON.com.
Remember, even if you signed up before, you still need to do it again for this next round. We just want to get you there, all right? 833-287-1037. Want to get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to SeaWorld, maybe even $100 richer. 833-287-1037 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Serena is in Santee. Good morning, Serena.
Good morning.
Serena, do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
Tammy, go take a nice coffee break.
Okay, good luck.
Serena, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also, need to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy. Okay, Serena?
Okay.
Serena, Tiffany Thiessen turned 55 this week, which might be kind of a shock for fans of this show where she played Kelly Kapowski. What's the show?
Saved by the Bell.
People still tell Robert Pattinson that Twilight ruined vampire movies. What was the name of his vampire character in Twilight?
Edward.
Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan are reuniting for something iconic, quote, but there's no word yet on what it is. This year marks the 36th anniversary of their classic rom-com, When Blank Met Blank.
When Harry Met Sally.
Timothy Chalamet joked that he keeps his infamous popcorn bucket from the two-part movie he starred in under his bed. In this movie, Timothy played Paul, a brilliant and gifted young man who must travel to a dangerous planet in the universe to ensure the future of his family and his people. What's the movie?
I have no clue. I don't know. I can't even throw a guess.
And finally, the Oscar noms came out this week, and Wicked received 10 Best Picture, Best Actress, and Best Supporting Actress. In Wicked, what is the name of the school they all go to?
What is it? Shiz.
We'll go ahead and accept that. All right, let's get Sam back in. Serena, you got a helper back there. I know it's your daughter. What's her name?
My name's Ezra.
Hi, Ezra. Very nice to meet you. You off to school today, Ezra?
Yeah.
Where do you go to school? Give a shout out.
I go to school at Tierra del Sol in Lakeside.
Beautiful. Oh, nice. And your favorite subject would be?
Robotics.
Well, robotics. Awesome. Man, they didn't have robotics when I went to high school, Tam.
I know.
You know what they had for me? Go sit in the hallway. You're disrupting class with your mouth. Tammy, Serena, along with the help of Ezra, 4 out of 5.
Nice job.
Yeah, real good job. Ooh. Tammy, Tiffany Thiessen turned 51 this week, which might be kind of a shock for fans of this show, where she played Kelly Kapowski. What is the show?
Saved by the Bell.
That is right. Serena knew that. 1-1. People still tell Robert Pattinson that Twilight ruined vampire movies.
Oh, Lord.
Because he made them. I mean, right? What was the name of the vampire character, his vampire character in Twilight?
Edward.
Edward is right. Serena knew that, 2-2. Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan are reuniting for, quote, something iconic, but there's no word yet on what it is. This year's anniversary of their classic rom-com, When Blank Met Blank.
When Harry Met Sally.
I mean, do you think they would do a Harry Met Sally sequel 36 years later?
I don't know. Might be kind of cool.
3-3. Timothy Chalamet joked that he keeps his infamous popcorn bucket from the two-part movie he starred in under his bed. In this movie, Timothy played Paul, a brilliant and gifted young man who must travel to a dangerous planet in the universe to ensure the future of his family and his people. What's the movie?
Dune.
Part one and two. That was the one that Serena and Ezra couldn't come up with, so it's now 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, the Oscar noms came out this week, and Wicked received 10, including Best Picture, Actress, and Supporting Actress. In Wicked, what is the name of the school they all go to?
Oh, no. I've only seen it once, and it's been 15 years since I read the books. I can't remember it.
It's Shiz University. Serena and Ezra knew that with the help of Ezra that it was Shiz. They said, well, it's Shiz, but I gave it to them because universities, you know, you get it. So today, a tie, which means all ties go to Tammy. And unfortunately, that means no money in your future from Tammy, at least. But you guys are hooked up with a great prize now.
Yes, you now have 4 tickets so you can celebrate Mardi Gras and the Lunar New Year at SeaWorld San Diego.
Thank you.
You betcha. Ezra, really nice to meet you. Have a great day at school. Be good to each other. And Serena, unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
I am Serena in Stampede, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
If anyone ever wanted to be super jealous of our weekend, this is the weekend to do it. Are you ready for this? Tammy, let's play Tammy John Topper here.
Okay.
You start with your rock star weekend.
Well, I'm going to be spending a lot of time moving my youngest daughter to her new place. And then watching a little playoff football.
Okay. Yeah, all right. That's okay. Good. All right.
John, what are you going to be doing this weekend?
All right. Well, I don't want to play Johnny Topper here. Uh-huh. I will be spending the weekend packing and wrapping fragile merchandise for my move. And then watching playoff football.
Okay. We have the exact same week.
Listen, do we have to do everything the same way?
I'm not trying.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
I will say this. You were planning the move first, so I guess it's me copying you, but still. And it's you moving your daughter, so at least you get to go home to your furnished place. Am I really moving again?
I know. That's life.
Monday morning, the wait is over as we get back in gear to take John and Tammy's road to Stagecoach.
If you signed up last year, guess what? You need to do it again. It's a whole new contest. So go to KSON.com.